Hey! Oh my God, what's up, podcast listeners? Perhaps you've noticed, I've reached a new plateau. I'm at 100 fucking episodes, and I started off this episode by accidentally not having the song linked to the video, so I had to restart that. But that's, you know what? That's just a part of it all. Production. It's part of production, baby. That's how you know that you're getting good production values. When if there's no production problems, you don't have a production. That's probably not a true statement, but that's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to my guns. Anyways, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 100 of the podcast. Episode number 100, triple digits. Thank you for joining me, all you sweet, sweet mukuleles, all of you Brentologists, the League of Extraordinary Brentlemen. It is me, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer, Brent Mukai. Let's do this. Let's get into the episode, shall we? Right before I started the official podcast, right, that I put out to everybody, I was talking about some big things that are happening for me. Let's start there, shall we? Let's start there with oh my God, I will be on national TV. There we go. It's filming soon. That's all I'm at liberty to fucking say. It's gonna be fucking rad. I cannot believe it. I'm so happy. The second thing that happened just this past week, just in the last few days, is something I really can't talk about, but it is a voice acting milestone for me. It is a voice acting milestone that is going to, it's not all final yet, but I've basically I've been told that it's gonna be happening. So I'm so excited, so stoked to talk about that when I can. And I'm sorry I have to be so vague. It's just like I want to share everything with the podcast. But unfortunately, I guess in the nature of my business I've chosen, there's a lot of secrecy, and friends don't make secrets. Secrets don't make friends. But it does make business, I guess, is what I'm learning. Bro, your successes are not helping my excited anxiety right now. Good for you. Well, thank you, Nikki. Episode 100, man. I got some plans. I got some stuff I want to do. I have some shit I want to do. A lot of you don't know this, but Nerdy Diva Nikki, if you are on Twitch, you know her. She's always in the chat. She's always contributing. Gossamer Goddess, will you get to tell us when the time comes and it is on? Yes, I will 100% get to do that. So that'll be fun. Of course, Gossamer Goddess. Yes, this will be the first place I announce everything once I know when all of it's out. So I wanted to open up with that. I booked a video game this past week, and I booked another indie game, which is gonna be fucking rad. That also happened this week, and I booked a game trailer. I got to do four voices on a video game trailer, which was also fucking rad. It's just been a lot of shit going on with my life, and I'm happy to have you all to share it with. Thank you for joining me. First and foremost, thank you for joining me for episode 100. Thank you for joining me on all of these, on all of this journey, right? It's appreciated. If you're listening, if you're watching, it's appreciated. But first and foremost, Nikki sent me this, Nerdy Diva Nikki. She sent me this. This arrived about a week and a half ago, and I was like, yo, should I open it? She was like, wait till till episode 100. And I was like, okay, I will wait till episode 100. She clips a lot of the stuff for me. I'm very grateful to have her. She is a bomb. And now I'm about to open this envelope that I have no idea. She didn't tell me what it was. I did not peek at all. Let's open up these papers and let's see what the hell's in here, huh? Let's see what the hell's in here. Okay. Let's see what it says. Hey, Brent, assuming this actually reaches you on time, I ask that you wait until September 7th, you said, but I missed two episodes of the podcast, so I missed 2 days, because I was in LA for one of them, and then one of the days, the day got away from me. I know it's annoying, but please just wait, If it reaches you late, sorry it was late. Either way, I hope you like it. Also, the tape is artist's tape, so it should come off, but be careful. Talk to you next podcast, Nikki. Well, that's incredibly sweet. And let's see what's in here. I didn't even open the thing itself. What's going on? What's going on here? Okay, I am excited. I'm excited to see what the hell this is. All right. Slowly opening the artist's tape. It comes off, but I don't want to fucking rip anything. So I'm proud. I'm so proud of you, Ma. Thank you, Remotely Black. I appreciate that, homie. Okay. One side is off. Next side. You know, I've been watching, and this is just random, but I've been watching this anime called Haikyuu. It's a volleyball anime, and I'm just like, it's the same as that basketball anime. It's like almost exactly the fucking same. And I'm just like, how? It takes place in Japan, and it's high school kids in Japan. And I'm just like, how are there this many tall high school kids? I don't feel like this is at all feasible. Even a little bit. I don't even think this is a little bit feasible. All right, let's tear it from this way, shall we? All right. Let's see. All right. Haikyuu is dope. Animation is sick. Dude, I'm enjoying the story. I'm just like, this is totally 100% just Kuroko Basket. So, I didn't mean for this. Hey, Brian Stivell, one of the hot voice actors in LA, man. Thanks for stopping by the podcast, man. 100, I'm so happy to do it. When you're in town, you gotta come join me, be on this podcast, man, if you find some time. But check out Brian Stivell, everybody. He is a fucking booking maniac. He's crazy. Okay. Sorry, this piece of tape is I'm just being extra careful. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being extra fucking careful here. My resub alert didn't show up. RIP. What? God damn it. I'm sorry, Remotely Black. I gotta look into that. As you know, I am not the greatest with all of the bots and technology shit on this side. I'm learning. I've been learning. It's been a learning process. You look from episode 1 to now, I was recording these. I want to do a little recap, a little review on this too. I was recording these on my laptop with my laptop's fucking shitty webcam that was built into the laptop. And I just kept using that laptop. I had a good mic because, you know, it's voiceover. I had a decent mic. But even then, it was just like all I did was fucking record it on QuickTime. Okay, I've finally gotten this open. Let's take a look. Oh my god. This is absolutely insane. I can't believe what I'm looking at. When I turn this around and then also explain this to those of you who are listening to this podcast, you will be like, holy shit. I cannot believe this shit. Look at that. I have been chalk drawn. I cannot believe the amount of detail you have put into this. Happy 100th podcast, Brent. This is legit. Hold on. I need to show you the picture that it's based off of. Because it is too insane. It's too insane. Let me show you this. So, okay. Hold on. Okay. Internet search. And then let me go to the actual what you need to see, which is the internet search. What is the window capture? Okay, I wasn't expecting to go onto the internet like this. Okay. Xbox Game Bar, no. I want to go to Chrome. Oh my god. This is insane. Look at this. Okay, hold up. I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh my god. He's messing up. I'm not. I just gotta put this below. Logitech. Bang! Look at that picture. For real. Look at that picture. Look at this picture. It's like I'm thumbs up at myself. Holy shit, dog. That's Nikki. This is legit. This is the coolest thing anyone's ever drawn me. Like, for, like, 100, I can't believe that I'm looking at this. This is fucking, this, and the detail and the crafting of the lighting and all of it. Dude, you took some time on this shit. That isn't our only surprise for you. Please watch this. We put a lot of work into it, okay? I will definitely watch it. Is there anything on this piece of paper behind here? No, it's a protective piece of paper. Well, thank you for that. Let me pull the mic back in. Okay, and it helps that I am back onto... What lighting change happened? Why is the lighting weird up here? Now, anyways, okay. Let me highlight this. Well, let's just open it up, shall we?
Hi, everyone.
Okay, well, I am excited for this. This is fun. Okay. Just want to make sure everything looks good. Okay. Okay. Man, look at this setup. Man, okay. I'm hella nervous now. That's funny. Okay, let's watch, shall we?
Mook, hi. How did I never see that's the best way to sign in?
Well, Brent, you've shown us what the first episode of the podcast was like. Now I want to take a little journey and see where the podcast has gone 99 episodes later.
Good night, everybody. I am Brent McKay, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. You are now tuned in to the greatest.
Voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer.
Voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer.
Yeah, it rhymes. Get over it.
I love the slow music. I love the slow, heart-wrenching music.
Why would you call it the Cheetos sandwich and use fake Cheetos?
I want real Cheetos. And they don't even have real Cheetos. This is a travesty.
This copy was a steal. Oh, God, I didn't even think about that pun intended. No, that pun was not intended. I was like, oh, this Neumann, what, TLM 103, I'm getting it for a steal.
Oh, that was when I got robbed.
For a stole. Fettuccine. Oh, I have a fetish for fettuccine.
Fettuccine. I forgot all about that.
That's so fucking stupid.
Feeling a very light headache coming on. Man, it is hard to focus, even more so than normal.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
What in the fuck was I even talking about?
This is when I got high on bathtub fumes.
Yeah. It's like, this is the dream for me. I'm playing with a Rubik's Cube because I don't know how to complete it.
Jamming right.
I am high as fuck right now. Their doorman lets you up without a second thought? Hold on. Why the fuck does the person you're dating have to have a doorman? And why does that matter? Like, what the... That is like a very weird, really strange...
That bathtub episode was like, a lot of fun.
That's kind of pretentious. It's not serious until they have a doorman.
Did one wall say to the other wall, I'll meet you at the corner? Classic jokes. Giving life advice. Oh god, this will be cringy. I'm just popping
life
back.
Isn't a race. It's not. We're not in competition with each other. The only person you're racing is yourself. People are so afraid of losing that they forget how wonderful it feels to win. And people are more afraid of losing
then they are excited about winning.
If you are feeling sad or unhappy or bitter about life or whatever, understand that you are in control of what you do. That there are so many factors outside of your control, right? That it seems overwhelming at times. But the choice of whether or not you go after and pursue something that you enjoy, or even just the choice to try to find something that you enjoy, is all yours. The reason why I get so fucking passionate about this is because I was this close to not doing it. I was that close. I was that close to listening to my parents and believing them. And saying, well, maybe I do have to get a business degree. Maybe I do have to just get a fucking job. Maybe I can make my passion my side thing. Maybe I can do that, right? But I took a chance. And I fucking said, I'm going to fucking pursue this. And if I fail, I fail.
We get to be there for your journey. This is incredibly sweet.
I'm going to put on the record right now. The date is February 6th, 2019. And I am saying that before I die, I am going to be the voice of Superman in something.
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks like by the end of the year, I will be in I can't say much about the game, but I'll be in an Xbox game.
I got a job yesterday. I got a voiceover gig yesterday.
You die.
That's Palpatine. Like, there's always a noise or something that gets me into the characters. Skeletor?
He-Man! But I'll leave you that pretty statue if I cannot. He-Man, yes!
Let's do Mumra.
To Mumra! To Mumra, the ever-living!
Made me this book.
Oh man, dad, yeah, all the improv and, kids
put pictures of us in there and wrote me letters, and I was like, I need to write these kids letters. These kids are just the fucking craziest bunch of wild animal children I've ever fucking imagined.
They are. They really were.
I love them with all my heart. Right before jumping on stream, can I also share with you? I booked another gig with the Erotica app, part of a role play scenario.
I just booked another gig with a different
Brent
app
Erotica
now.
For your ears, ladies. Yes.
To
an earful of Brent right up in you. Oh my god, I just got a fucking, hold on. I just got an audition for a fucking video game.
Oh my god, this is like, holy fuck, this is a big ass video game, y'all.
Like, dude, that's so serendipitous, dude. How crazy is that? I was just telling you.
I didn't book this, by the way.
Fail at everything and have failed.
Did
at
not
everything
book this.
When
but
I get the
that
biggest
audition was
fucking
tight.
Audition I've ever gotten in my entire
life. Such a good fucking audition. It was a lot of fun.
The fact that you're still listening to this, that you're still downloading this, is incredible to me. And I don't. Tell me why. Tell me why. That's all I want to know. Just tell me why. Please tell me why you listen, what you gain out of it.
Okay. Hey, Nozick! Dude. I'm going to watch this video later and learn how to play this, because I don't even know how to play my own song.
See you there. Just wanted to congratulate you on a year.
Hey, man.
Of just laying down some podcast goodness there, Mr. Mackay, from the Mookalele with the Ukulele. It's your boy, Froyo.
Justin, thanks, brother.
Hey! What up, Brent? Jeez! 100 episodes of the podcast already? That's insane, dude. You've been grinding. You've been working hard.
Remotely black.
And it's been paying off.
I do not hear your voice and accent.
To join you on this journey has been a blessing and a half.
And it's, I love hearing your voice.
You've given me a new perspective on how to view things going on in my life. You've taught me a lot. And I'm eternally grateful to you, man. From derailing your train of thought to spicy, spicy phrases like beef in my mouth. It's been a wild journey. And I'm here for the rest of it.
Beef
you can't get rid of me. Oh, much love to you, brother. Keep doing you, keep creating, and keep inspiring, man. Much love. I'm sending all my love. Look, all my love to you.
You sound so kick-ass. I just, I do, when you type, I don't read you in a
Hey, this
in
is Moxie
accent. Fox. Hey, Moxie!
I just wanted to pop in and just say,
holy shit,
thank you so much, Brent, for everything you've done, for just being so positive on your show, for just being so real, and just allowing others to have that kind of space, too. I know I pop onto your show, like, once a week or so.
And I appreciate the butt emojis.
Life, you know, and
I like all the butt emojis.
You and everyone else who listens seem to genuinely have interest in that, and that absolutely does mean the world to me, and I just, man, I just love and appreciate everything you've done. I can't believe
you've done this.
Congrats
on your news, by the way.
Keep up the great work, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Holy shit. My boy.
Anyways, bro. Congratulations, 100 episodes.
Jeremiah.
It's a milestone, man. Not a lot of people make it to one episode, let alone 5 episodes, let alone 20. Here you are.
I'm going to sell this fucking video when you're famous, dog.
I've been a guest on the show a couple of times, man, and I just appreciate you for having me. I've watched you grow so much exponentially over the few years that
I've watched you grow your muscles, motherfucker.
And I don't see you as often as I'd like, and that sucks, but I get to see your growth through your show. You know, and obviously through people that we know together as well, man. I'm thrilled to be able to be a part of your journey. I'm thrilled to be able to see where you've grown to, where you've come from, man. And it's just, I know there's so much more for you, you know. And I know this 100th episode for you doesn't mean anything, because for you, bro, this is what you do. This is who you are. You know, you're an entertainer. You entertain the entire universe. You're a teacher. You know, you're a motivator, you're an artist.
You showed
know,
up in a basketball jersey for this. You couldn't throw on a suit.
I'm sure I've already gone on too long.
Nah, I fucking love you, Jeremiah.
Like, congratulations, so I'm not going to keep you. But
I love them talking to you like you can hear me.
It's beautiful to see you get to this point. And I know it's going to be another 100 episodes, another 500 episodes. People are always going to appreciate you.
Another million, dog.
For what you bring to the table, and that's pretty much everything, man. You have the work ethic that everybody wishes that they could have. All right, I'm done. I'm gonna leave you alone.
Love
much
you, brother.
Anything.
Hey, thank you.
Fucking love you, man. Fucking love you. Thank you for allowing me to be on this journey along with you. Thank you for having me on the show. And just know, man, I appreciate you with my entire heart and soul. And I hope to see you soon. 100th episode drink on me for sure. Let's grab some champagne. Let's make it happen. Love you, man. Hope to see you soon. Enjoy.
Is that what we're doing?
Episodes. Here's to 200, 300, 400, 700, 900, 1,000. I'm not the best at counting. So.
No, I thought you did pretty good.
Congratulations again.
For going by hundreds. You did a good job.
On the next portion of things.
Hey, Brent. I hope this isn't too surprising personally, but yeah, I just know that you've done so much for a lot of people who listen to you, people who I talk to all the time on Twitch and the chats, people who just listen. You do so much for so many people, and it means the world. You have helped me so much, and you have seriously helped me boost my confidence, and that is not me trying to be all, oh yeah, you're such a big help, but it's like, dude, I tell you that all the time.
Well, that makes
but
me
at the same
feel
time,
really
it feels
good.
Like it's not really real, and I've joked so many times about, you know, when I go to Vegas, as if I actually have the opportunity within the near future to go to Vegas. And believe me, if I do get to Vegas before you move to LA, I definitely want to meet up, because you are.
Why don't
such
you
a
just come to
friend.
LA then?
You're not even just that guy on the other side of the camera anymore, dude. You're a friend. And
I appreciate
thank
that.
You
You're
so
my friend.
Much for being an awesome person. Have a happy 100th podcast.
Love from all your
Mukulele.
Mukatees. Brento boxes.
Give it up for the League of Extraordinary Brentlemen.
Hey, thank dude. I got to applause y'all. Oh shit, and you put that up there? Damn. You just crazy. You guys. Oh man, that is just the greatest thing of all time, for real. That is, I don't think that there is anything that could have or would have meant more than this. I mean, this amazing drawing, and thank you so much. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much for that video. That is, that really touches me, for real. It was so hard not to tell you. I know, and I'm just like, hey, what's up with everybody else? And you're just sitting there sitting on it. You're just like, oh, I want to tell them so bad, but I won't. I get it. That's how I imagine how I feel with all this fucking news I got. I got all this news. Anyways, that touches my soul. I'm so fucking happy about that. I am for real unimaginably grateful. Unimaginably grateful. Like, I'm telling you that if I tried my best to explain how grateful I am for that, and just, I mean, let's be real. This is 100 episodes, and I always have this, like, thought that, like, you know, the one that's supposed to be special, it's rarely ever, you know, I can sit here and I can try to make this the most special thing, but nothing will be more special than all of the collective of the last 100 episodes. Like just the collective gratitude I have on each episode. And that, I mean, that is just seriously. That was so touching. Thank you so much, Nikki, Remotely Black, Moxie, Jeremiah, fuck, am I forgetting anybody? I hope I don't forget anybody that just was on there. Anyways, everybody that was a part of that. Justin, of course, Justin. Fuck, you were first, so I forget. I hear you. And your music plays. Your music is the music of the podcast. So I thank you. I'm eternally grateful for you for that. I am just seriously, Froyog. Froyog, I know. Seriously, thank you so much. Like, thank you for listening to this. If you're listening to this, thank you for watching this. If you're watching this, this is just the journey. This is the start, dudes. Like, I started when I was 29. If I go till I'm like 100 years old, can you fucking imagine? Can you go to, yeah? If I, for as long as I live. So this will just keep going until like the time that, I love how you slowed down the music to make it sad. That was really nice. That was a nice one, but, you know, I kept thinking too, like, what do I do for the 100th episode? How do I make this special? And I just think looking back that's the special part. I am walking up those steps, and having people with me along this journey is the best. So, thank you. I'm at a loss for words. I'm just rambling now because I've just, looking back at those clips, seeing all of that shit, hearing Remotely Black, hearing your accent that I've never imagined you having. Like, I know you're out there. I know you're not here, but it's like, hearing it, I was like, oh shit, oh man, it's cool. Seeing how far you've come and the community you've created, I am eternally grateful, and I just can't wait for this to build as I build, you know? The community builds as I build up, and that's, like, fucking just... That's what I want to do. I just want to spread the positivity, you know? That kept reminding me of it. You kept saying, what am I going to do? And I'm just here in the Great North thinking, I know what you're doing. I can't not play a fucking song. So I brought out my ukulele. I don't know what song I'm gonna sing yet. I haven't rehearsed anything. I should have rehearsed for this. I've gotten busy in the last week. What else is new? But I'll play the first song I ever learned on the ukulele. How about that? This is one of my favorites from Death Cab for Cutie. I'm gonna fuck it up because it's more difficult. It's on the more difficult side for me. Other people are gonna look at this and be like, "That's one of the easiest songs." It's hard to remember, so bear with me if I mess up. But I think I'm gonna play it perfectly. Let's do it. Death Cab for Cutie, Follow You into the Dark. Love of mine, one day you will die, and I will be close behind to follow you into the dark. No blinding lights or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose from their vacancy signs. If there's no one to hold you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a woman in black. I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose from their vacancy signs. There's no one to hold you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary. In the soles of your shoes are all worn down, the time for sleep is now. It's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the darkest of rooms. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose from their vacancy signs. If there's no one to hold you when you're soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. Then I'll follow you into the dark. Hell yeah, okay. Other than that, I was like, oh shit, I'm doing good. And then the second I was like, oh fuck, I did it good. The second I was like, I'm doing really good, I completely fucked up. How appropriate. Am I right? Also, Jeremiah watched the video last night. He told me he cried. So another thing I want to ask is permission to make the video public. He said he wants to share it. Yes. Yes, of course. I am fine with sharing everything. And that's incredibly touching of Jeremiah. I can't believe you reached out to him, Nikki. That's crazy. So I wanted to play a song. I wanted to do that. And you know what? I have been... Oh, shit. I hit my light here. Let me get my light back where it's supposed to be. Bang. Perfect. Okay. Wonderful. Yes. I have this box here. I have this box just full. It's heavy as hell. I just have this box of stuff that I brought back with me. My mom moved out of our house that I grew up in. This box is humongous. My mom moved out of the house that we grew up in 2014. Cody, thank you so much for the well wishes. Appreciate that, brother. I almost reached out to Paco, but I'm a big enough pest to him. I know. Yeah, and he wouldn't have done it. He would have. He probably would have. But, So 5 years ago now, I was 24. I went back home to help my mom move. And really, I was going back to try and take out, you know, all the shit that I wanted to keep. So I just have this box of nostalgia. And I kept on thinking I should pull this out on stream at some point and just really take a look at, like, what the fuck is in here. Because I haven't... So I opened up the box. I have it here. And I figure, let me take a look. Let me take a look at what's inside here. Some old photos. Some old photos. Man, these are... You can tell because it's still in a fucking... One of those, you know... For those of you listening, it's in one of those things where you grab photos. Where, you know, when you had to get your photos printed? It was one of those. Oh, man. This is when I went to Japan. I was 10. That's my grandma, that's my dad, that's me. Look how fresh I look with that fucking bowl cut hairdo, everybody. You know what I'm saying? All of these Japan photos. So many of them. This is crazy. And the thing is, I'm not... Oh, man. That's me. That's me leaving my home to go to Japan. I'm the first person in my family to go to Japan. I'm the first person in my family. I went when I was 11 as a part of my... As a part of being a part of a choir in Hawaii. Most of these pictures I took, so I didn't... I'm not in these pictures. I just took them. So it's just a lot of pictures of Japan. So that's insane. That is seriously insane. Let's see what else is in here. Oh! Pokemon, I Choose You, the VHS tape. I remember that I found this VHS tape in Toys R Us. So they had this. And this was before Pokemon blew up. It was right before Pokemon blew up. Pokemon really kind of blew up 98-ish. I had this and I watched it and I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest show of all time. Did you eat any Brento boxes? I ate so many Brento boxes. And I was fucking trying to tell people about it, but no one wanted to listen to me. And then it came out on TV. It aired on TV. And then everybody was talking about Pokemon. And I was like, bitches, I was here first. I was telling you about it. You were telling me I was an idiot. That's crazy, man. Old VHS tape. Let's see. What else type of shit is in here? Old high school photos. Oh, man, these are old as fuck. 2004 Winter Ball. 2004 Winter Ball. Oh, I know why. Oh, my camera's flipped, so everything looks backwards. But that'll be fine. You don't have to read this shit. 2004. Holy shit. So I was 15. This was winter of 2004. This was my second year of high school. It was 2004 to 2005, so I was 15, and I got a tux rented. Oh, I remember this now. Winter Ball. Look at that. Look at that nice young man. Look at that girl. Oh, man. The girl's name was Brittany. She was cool. We're still friends on Facebook. Super funny, but we went out. It was really fun. Was that the first girl I went to dance with? Did I go my freshman year to any of the dances? No, I don't believe I did. And that girl liked me. That girl actually liked me, but I didn't really like her back. And so looking back at my high school years, I should have dated more girls. But I was afraid and I didn't know I was afraid. And so I fucking sat there and was like, oh... I found reasons not to do it. I found reasons not to do it, which is why I'm so adamant about people being honest with themselves and being like, if you're not doing something, is there a deeper underlying reason? Are you afraid of doing this thing? Because for me, that's what it was. If you had asked me back then, I would have been like, no, it's for this reason and this reason and this reason. That sounded reasonable, but I was making up all of these things because I was too afraid. I was too afraid to be in a relationship back in those days. Okay. Oh, I drew a life-size version of me. Dude, not much has changed. Not much has changed. Look at me. Look at me. It's me, little Premukai. Oh, you want to kiss me? Okay. Look how fucking bad my art skills were. I've always been shitty at drawing. I'm telling you that this was probably the peak highlights. What? Okay, my name is Brent. I have zero brothers and one sister. I like to play Nintendo and watch TV. I spelled watch wrong. I spelled walked TV. I hope to... What am I saying here? It looks like it's cut off. Times with big numbers. Oh, I think that they just were like... Right. Oh, and I drew the back of me, too. Look how fucking involved this shit was. But as you can see, I was just like, fuck it! I just want to get this done! I hope to... Are times with big numbers. Oh, I hope to learn. I hope to learn times. So they were like, what do you want to learn this year? Which is like, why the fuck are you asking me what I want to learn? That's a dumb... To me, that's dumb. Oh, shit! These are big ass... Oh, man. Okay, now you can see it better. This was me and Brittany. Look at that stone cold killer right there. Got that lay and everything. That girl was cute. That girl was cute. And I just let all of my fears get in the way of actually going out with her. Is this another one? Oh, holy shit. I forgot about this. I forgot all about this. So this was when... 2005. So this was when I started wearing glasses, because I didn't have glasses back then, and then I started glasses when I was about 15. I also wanted to grow my hair out long, and this was another girl, Chanel. Me and this girl, we never did anything. I never dated anybody in high school. Well, I have like one weird story about this girl that I asked to be my girlfriend, and it sort of worked out for like a week, but... Enchanted Moments, this was Winter Ball, 2005, so this was a year later, so I was 16 in this. I had the cool necklace, yeah, man. Me and this girl, Chanel, we fucking, I wrote for the school comics, and she could draw. She could draw really fucking good, so I wanted my senior year, so this was, I went with her a year before. I forgot that I even took her, that's crazy. I only drew the front amateur hour for Nikki, right? Is that the girl who didn't love you back? No. That's not her. That is Chanel. She was a friend. She was just a friend. We went as friends. I was like, yo, let's go as friends. She was like, okay. She drew the comic that I wrote. So I would hand her off the worst looking outlines of what this comic would look like for the school newspaper, and she would draw it, and she was always like, I don't know. I there's only so much I can do. And we won the best comic in the state. We won the best illustration/comic in the state that year at these awards. So we were like, oh cool, we fucking won. Oh! I think that might have been one of the only things we actually fucking took home for our school. I don't think anybody else won anything. I think a lot of us got nominated, but it was really for illustration/comic, and most other schools didn't have a comic. Like, I looked at the other competition, and I was just like, ugh, there's not a lot. Oh, shit. The original Pocket Monsters. Look at that. I know it sort of looks like the same background as the background here, but that's not green screen. That's just it's in Japanese. I must have got this while I was in Japan. Oh, shit, yeah. Ultrazone had this bad boy. It was a little badge for a laser tag place. These were my parents. That was far before they got divorced. Oh shit, I got some old Pokemon cards. Chansey was my dude. Chansey was my favorite fucking Pokemon. For sure. Like, hands down, Chansey. Everybody was like, that's girly. That's like, you can't. Chansey's just a pink, big blob. It was cute. It was funny and it was cute. And he was just always like, Chansey. He was just always chilling and with a smile. I just like the positivity of Chansey. And he's just comically big. He was funny. It was a funny Pokemon to really be like, oh. And he was a tank, man. You could, Chansey was not very strong, but you could hit him with, you could hit him with anything you wanted, and he would not budge. He was strong, my dudes. Like, everybody's sleeping on Chansey. Holy moly. Some birthday party pics. This was me turning 14. Right there, that girl did not want to be in fucking pictures. Her name is Holly. She did not want to be in fucking pictures. This gives you a better shot of how many friends I had, which was really cool. It was at an ice cream parlor in Hawaii. That was the last. I had a crush on that girl. I had a crush on that girl. She did not like me back one bit. We both played drums. Fancy Chansey, that's the way. We both played drums. I was 14. That was like my 12, 13, 14-year-old crush. It was Holland. She was there. She was there. She was a part of it. She was tangling in. These are some... We went to the Mazda factory in Tokyo. Got that. Man, oh man. Just old shit. Ooh, I had, this was back when you had DV tapes. I got a camcorder when I was like 14-ish. And I recorded apparently, my England trip that I took when I was 17. Man, this is, oh my God. Tech decks. Do you remember this shit? What is this? What is this guy? Kareem Sherrell? I just bought it because it looked like a cool anime thing. Tech decks. Wowzers. 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 More pictures. Ooh. Sophomore banquet. Oh, this is empty. So I just had this from sophomore banquet. Didn't do shit with it. That's fine. Ugh. Just a lot of old shit here. Oh! Jump rope for the heart. Jump rope association. I remember doing that. I won a competition. Boys at school got those taken away all the time. I can't believe they're still around. That's nuts to me. That they were still around. I thought that they just died out in the fucking early 90s. Early 2000s. I didn't know that they had lasting power like that. Tech decks, man. This is a crazy ass shoebox here. More shit in there, but it didn't. Not everything looked super crazy. Old T-shirt of middle school, Highlands Intermediate School. That was a lot of fun. Actually, it wasn't. I hated intermediate school. That was when I transitioned. I was transitioning from being the kid that everybody picked on in elementary school to actually trying to be of value to the community. That was really the origin stories of how I became funny, or why I started out trying to become funny, was because I was about 12 years old and I was like, wow, this sucks. I'm getting picked on all the fucking time. I'm just getting massively picked on. Nobody likes me. Even the people who like me don't like me that much. Wow, this is just full of shells. I wonder if these are fucking worth something. Jesus, these are nice-ass shells. Oh, man. I didn't even know people like skateboards like that. This was my blanket. This was my blanket from when I was a toddler. My grandma knitted me this blanket. My grandma, who's now passed, she lived to 102. I loved her very dearly. This was my 3-year-old blanket, you know? I'm feeling this, the edges of this, and I'm like, it feels like paintbrushes. And I've always enjoyed the feeling of paintbrushes. I never knew why. Maybe it's because I was born with this. This blanket is a treasure to me. I can see now that it had to be re-sewn and re-sewn several times. It's an old ass, look at this old ass blanket. Look at this thing. Look how old this blanket is. Anyways. Hardcore ripped? Yeah, dude. My grandma had to re-sew shit constantly. And now it's like there's weird rust stains on this thing. I don't know. But this is a cool... This is a treasure. This is a treasure. All right. Oh, man. Those of you who know me... I was mad about that Beanie Baby life. Oh, this guy's all green, so you can't see him against the green screen. That's a funny bear. I was all about that fucking Beanie Baby game, homie. Like, dudes. My dudes. I was so into Beanie Babies as a kid. I was like, oh, I was investing. I thought that it would be worth something one day. Spoiler alert, they turned out to not be worth shit. The Beanie Babies. It was like one of those things, one person got me a Beanie Baby, and then everybody just started assuming that I liked Beanie Babies. And then I started getting so many of them that I was like, yeah, let me collect these things. I like these. I was probably about eight or nine. I was pretty feminine. If I'm thinking back, all the Chansey love, people were like, you can't like Chansey. Chansey's a girl. Chansey's like a girl. Why you like the girl one, right? I collected Beanie Babies. I was a tender child. I would have thrived in today's world, but I have these fucking Pogs, yo. Look at this Mad Pog collection. Homie, pages of Pogs. Ooh, Palisade Suns. This Pog right here I got from my fucking school. My school made Pogs. That was back when you could entertain children. We would fucking battle Pogs. And you would put one on the ground and you would fucking have to throw your Pog down to try to flip the other person's Pog. Ugh. Battles. This was pre-Beyblade. I get Beyblade, but man, nothing was better than motherfucking Pogs. I'm telling you. Those Pogs. Poggers. You think Poggers when I say Pogs? You don't know shit about Pogs, dude. Y'all need to get up on your Pogs games. Oh, shit. Old poetry. Old fucking poetry. Ninth grade? Tenth grade poetry. Man, we had to use graphics and shit on this. We had to, like, put all this stuff in. What was I thinking about in 10th grade? And then this book is filled with half of my poetry and then half of another student's poetry. Pogs were hella before your time. I get it. Brent, name, 8. Okay, so mine doesn't start till page 8. Oh, my God. Look at this fucking douchebag. I was trying so hard to be cool. I didn't even wear hats back then. I was just like, let me put a backwards hat on. Let me put a fucking toothpick in my mouth. Let me put on these shades. Look how fucking... What a fucking cool guy. That was like my MySpace profile pic for forever. Let's see what this is. It's one of those where B is for whatever. And let's read it, shall we? Brent, B is for brilliant. It describes my mind. Well, I've started off real humble. R is for rare, because I'm one of a kind. E is for eccentric. It's how I'm defined. N is for nude. It's how I sleep at night. T is for truthful. I guess I've been too much of that, right? All right. That's pretty fucking funny. 14-year-old, 15-year-old me. Good work. This was the beginnings. This was the startings. I knew that comedy was like my thing. By about 14, 15, I was like, okay, this is what my thing is. Because before that, I was just trying to figure out what my thing was. Oh, man. All this other shit was just like, I remember writing this. I remember writing these different poems and being like, let me just show people the differences between everything. So I just went real crazy. And a lot of this shit is just like... Same edge as current Brent. Yeah, that was me bustling into who I would be. But then there was also shit that I was like, maybe I can go deep on him, showing that I'm more deep. So I have this one. Oh, this is cringy as fuck, I bet. But let's just read this. Life. Because who doesn't want to hear about life from a 15-year-old boy? Huh? This is twice, half an age ago. Half my age, man. Life is hard. It is a fact. It's like we're all in a play, acting out scenes day after day. We are performers. We all must act. Life is filled with stress. In fact, it's packed. The double rhymes. Double rhymes, homie. I got them bars. However, in this life, we all must stay to try to be happy and merry and gay, even though our troubles are constantly stacked. And this was not like me willy-nilly. Like, we had formats to this, so that's why it's written weirdly. We must keep living and keep our cool, even if life gives us an unexpected turn. We must be calm and learn from it to try to learn, because if we don't, we'll look like a fool. So even with problems, even with strife, we must learn to deal with this game called life. And then I put the game of life on the fucking thing. I was just like, life's just a game. Life's just a big old game. Which I still believe to this day, but I'd probably, my poetry now. Yeah, that was the beginning of the bars, Remotely Black. That was pre-bars. That's like in high school, I started flirting with rap, and I started being like, "Oh, what's this? Oh, okay. Oh man, who's this?" And I remember like some of the early stuff was like, because it was at that time when like a lot of people were featuring, a lot of rappers were featuring on popular songs. So it was like there was just tons. And I was really into the show The Boondocks. And I was like, oh, fuck. Asheru, who spits the, I am the stone that the builder refused. The blah, 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 blah. The maid lady sing the blues. I can't remember it now. But Asheru, I used to have that memorized by heart. Because I was like, this opening theme is dope. The Boondocks. And I was like, fuck yeah. I'm the stone that the builder refused. I am the, fuck, what was it that made ladies sing the blues? I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that likes it dark so that you can know your left from your right. That shit had me. And I was like, who's Asheru? And then I started looking and I was like, oh man, he chills with this guy named Talib Kweli. And then I started watching Talib Kweli. And then I started getting into Mos Def. And then it just kind of led me to these different places. The internet was just budding. And I had it in my head. I was like, I really want to learn how to freestyle rap. That seems so fucking fun. That seems so fucking cool. And I had seen a lot of Wayne Brady doing it on Whose Line Is It Anyway? So it wasn't like freestyle rap, freestyle singing was not like a foreign concept to me. I just watched a shit ton of that back then. And it made me want to join in. I had always, from the time that I had watched Whose Line Is It Anyway, I was like, I want to do that. I want to do improv comedy. And I wondered for a long time, I was like, can I even do that? Is that even possible? Let's see. Is there anything else interesting in here? I have a band cummerbund. Some old shirts. What are in these? And then just a bunch of documents. Let's see. Let's see what kind of documents are in here. What shit is in here? A bunch of stuff. Oh, my friend Sean. My friend Sean is in there. Give me a nice little high school look. This was the baseball team that I fucking hated being on because the coach would hella fucking throw the fastest fastballs right at my face and tell me to put my mitt over my face. I remember that, and I remember getting socked in the face because I was afraid of the baseball. And so back in 96, the answer to a child saying I'm afraid of the ball hitting my face was him throwing the ball at my face as hard as humanly possible. And I remember getting socked in the face with a baseball by a fast grown man thrown baseball, more like a faceball, am I right? And I fucking was like, I am done. I don't want to fucking play this game anymore. Also, I was awful at baseball. I knew it. Everybody knew it. The parents knew it. I did not want to be playing fucking baseball. So, like, people were like, oh, man, yeah. But all the kids were like, fuck you. You're bad at playing. And I was like, fuck you. Yeah, it was bad. I hate baseball. Maybe that's why I hate baseball so much. This was the first play that I was ever in. That's me. Boy, oh, boy, did that start off well. It's called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And that is my roommate right there who's been on the podcast, Alberto Triana. We've come a long way, man. This is fucking history right here. This is crazy. I can't believe this. What did I write in? Oh, my God. I think that this is because I was a junior. Oh, shit. Okay, let's see what I'm saying. I had a fucking main role in this. Brent Mukai is a junior making his acting debut in a sizable role. My acting debut, this really was. I would like to dedicate my performance to everyone I've ever met, but more specifically, I was so stupid, to my awesome friends, the D-Line, and my band, Area of Rescue, who have all put up with my rehearsal schedule and helped me in one way or another. To the most flippin' sweet cast in the history of ever. To everyone who's given me rides, Berto, Bren, especially Dana. Dana's the other, she's the girl on the left-hand side, or on the right-hand side of that. To Mr. Cam, who graciously gave me a chance at a big part, my first time trying out, and then in parentheses, when I win my first Oscar, I'll remember who it was who gave me my start. Oh, boy. I was saying that ironically, for sure. 100% I was saying that to elicit a laugh. I was not sitting there like, I'm going to win the Oscars. Oh, boy. To Bill Cosby, Jackie Chan, Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, the original cast of all that, Peter Griffin, Jeff James, my best friend Rainier, my girlfriend Kayla, and my father, Brent Sr., who've all been inspirations to my comedic side. I wouldn't be half as funny as I am without these people. I had forgotten that I'd shouted out my girlfriend at the time, but that relationship lasted literally 1 week. So by the time these printed, we were already broken up. It was already done. My friend Joe had to remind me about that. I was like, I forgot all about that. He was like, dude, yeah, we were all laughing about it. Because I didn't read this because I wasn't in the audience. I didn't fucking read these. I'd forgotten what I put. But he was like, remember in junior year when you shouted out Kayla? He's called her your girlfriend. And you fucking, you'd already been broken up for months. Because it was like, I wrote this and it was like, oh, dude, yeah, of course. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, man. To my sisters, had to put up with me and my weirdness for most of my life, and my mother, who would have a heart attack if I ever decided to become an actor, but still supports my love of acting wholeheartedly. I love you all so much, and I thank you for all you've done. This one's for you. This one's for you. Oh, boy. That was such a fun play. It went over not well at all because it was kind of Shakespearean. If there's one thing that high schoolers are not a fan of, it's a bunch of large-ass words that don't seem to make a lot of sense. Oh, and we got the color versions, too. Look at your boy. Look at your boy. It's acting debut, man. That was... You know, looking back, Mr. Cam, really, I mean, and it's funny because I still credit him to this day. It's like he gave me the confidence I needed to go after my dream. I'm going to give one to Bert. I'm gonna go out my room and give him one of these and be like, yo, dude, I found this. Can you fucking believe this? What is this one? What kind of documents are in here? I wonder. Hawaii chess. Oh my fucking God. No fucking way. I have I thought that I had fucking lost this. This is fucking crazy. I don't even know if I want to read this, but this is from my first girlfriend that I just mentioned. That's her. Look at how fucking dopey I look just in all these pictures. Just like stupid. She, oh my god, dude. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She's just like fucking gorgeous. This was when I graduated. She made me this. Oh my god. I don't know that I can read this. I don't know that this is my place to read. But I gotta. I gotta now. It's been built up too much. Is that like a leavers card? Yeah. I was in a similar situation for softball. Nikki, I'm sorry, but I gotta read this. This is taking me back right here, just looking at this. Just looking at this. That first picture, that's the first dance that we went to. I was... Oh, shit. All the paste has since eroded. That was the first dance we went to. I look like Peter's best friend from Spider-Man. That's not a compliment. All right, Ned. All right, Brent. It's impossible for me to do justice to the 3 years we've known each other. I met her when I was... She's a year younger than me, so she was a freshman. I was a sophomore. No matter how much I say to you, I can't begin to imagine what high school would have been like had we not met. There were so many great times over the years. When I first became Sheila, I used to call her Sheila. I just... That was... Those of you who know me from Paco's stream, I used to just go up to people. There was a whole period of my like 15 sophomore life where I would just go up to people and be like, yo, this is a nickname for you. And I would just come up with quirky nicknames because I wanted to be quirky. That was me. I was still developing as a human. I was like, I want to be quirky. I want to be quirky. I'm going to give people quirky nicknames. So I just went up to her and I said, you look like a Sheila. It's the exact same thing I did when I went up to Paco. I just went up straight to him and I was like, hey, you look like a Paco to me. I'm going to call you Paco from now on. Like, that's legit. So that's what the Sheila. I first became Sheila. All those talks in Arby's, Borders, Walmart, McDonald's, Starbucks, sophomore banquet, junior prom, Brent's boobs, which was a very funny saying we used to say. We used to always just say, Brent's boobs. And then we started saying everybody's boobs. Like, Ross's boobs. Lying on Ross's roof. Oh, talking about Ross. Talking about life. Bitch pa. I forgot about that too. We used to slap each other with our... We used to get our hoodies and we used to like... used to take their hoodies and take it and like have the fabric and be like, bitch pa! We just do that, dude. I don't know why the fuck I did that. Tickling me until I die just to hear me make weird noises with a funny little face. And The Adventures of Howie and Steve, which was my first venture into... creating content for the internet. Maybe one day I will be brave enough to pull that up. I don't know that today is that day. But back in those days, I had that camcorder from when I was like 14. And I was like, let's go out and just film shit. Let's just film like movies and shit. That's what I wanted so badly. An endless amount of thank yous for the countless nights spent contemplating life, as well as all those times spent doing nothing more than simply sitting in the mall. Thank you for proving to me that it's possible to care about someone selflessly, and most of all, thank you for loving me and showing it. For showing me what it's like to have someone care for you. For proving that true love between friends exists. For opening up to me and letting me do the same with you. You are one of the only people who can understand how I'm feeling and what I've been through. I'm always going to remember you. Mind you, there's an episode of this podcast. There's a legit episode of this podcast where I like meet up with her and then come onto the podcast like the next day. And I'm like, yeah, I've been seeing her. But let's see. These are crazy good. This is good writing. She was always a phenomenal fucking writer. I couldn't believe she was smart. She's smart. She's gorgeous. It was just a bad case of like, I was always like, I don't deserve you. Like, back in those days, I had low self-esteem, and I was like, I don't deserve you. Like, in the back of my head somewhere, I was like, you are way hotter than me, way smarter than me, way cooler than me, like, way funnier than me. I don't fucking deserve you. And I think that was what ultimately, because it's not, that's not cool. That's not cool to, like, that puts pressure on another person. Like, looking back, I'm like, fuck, I put a lot of pressure on this girl because I kept on being like, man, I don't deserve this. You're perfect. And that was ultimately it. I think I fucked up in that. It was my fault, ultimately. I couldn't forget about you even if I wanted to, and take that as a compliment, please. My hope is that every high school memory you have, whether good or bad, will stay with you, and that you can look after high school fondly, look over high school fondly, without regrets or what ifs. I'm going to miss you more than I've ever missed anyone, and I mean it. Remember when we had that talk on the fourth floor of B building? Right after you left, I told myself that the day you leave for college will be the day that I cry until I have no tears left in me. God damn. Wow. I'm going to sound like an asshole, but I don't remember that talk. I don't remember what we talked about. We had so many, but that's just a testament to how many fucking talks we had. We had a shit ton. She did pour her heart out in this, and I'm just reading this for the world, but this is beautiful. This is fucking beautiful, people. Thomas, thank you so much. I appreciate that, brother. I am in the middle of a very vulnerable moment, man, where I am. This was legit my first love. Like, this is my first fucking love. This is the girl who taught me what it meant to fucking love a human being. I did not know the meaning of that until this girl. Make the most out of your college experience so you are able to say that everything you've worked for has been worth it. Please don't forget about us young ones back home, and make sure to keep in touch. If you ever need anyone to talk to about anything, I'll be here to talk to you no matter what time it is in Hawaii. This won't be the end of Brent and Sheila. It's only the beginning of a wonderful new chapter of your life. I love you, Brent Nicholas G. Mukai. Don't ever forget it, okay? Love, Kayla Schlake. Oh, I'm tearing up right now. As stupid as I get and always am. God, what a time. What a time that was. And I was so uncertain, and I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave for Vegas. My middle name is Nicholas G, and she would always tease me about it because my full name is Brent Nicholas G. Mukai, and the G stands for George. My parents thought that it would be fun to just put an initial instead of an actual. You are my 30th love. I appreciate that. Thomas, dude, thanks for stopping by, man. That means the world to me. And I remember being like, as much as I wanted to leave, I was afraid of leaving Hawaii. I was so afraid of leaving. And my junior year, I was like, this is my girl. And I thought that I was like, this is my girl. This is the girlfriend. This is everything I've ever wanted. And fuck, man. I look back now, and I've looked back in retrospect for years now, and I remember, like, I was still so hung up on her. Even when I left, I was still so hung up on her. But she taught me what friendship was. She taught me that you can love somebody as a friend, like, what that looks like. So well, emotions pouring out of that. Dude, I'm telling you. And she taught me so fucking much. She was a big part of the reason why I am the man I am today. She really was. She really is. Continues to be. She's not dead. She's she's still alive. But What was I going to say? I just... Man, she... She's just... That hit me. Oh, dude. That fucking... Really fucking hit me. In the way that I really needed it to fucking hit me. And, man. I don't even know what else to say. That was, oh, what is it with me and internet friends having similar names? First, my friend from Bama's name is my middle name. My first name is the female version of your middle name. And my dad's name is George. Ha! It's just a small world with small names. But I remember thinking, right, going back on it, I remember thinking that if she had lied to herself and to me and not told me that she didn't like me like that, in the same way that I liked her and we were like boyfriend-girlfriend, I don't think I ever would have left. I don't think I ever would have left Hawaii. Maybe one day, but I wouldn't. Nothing would have happened in the same way because I don't think I would have left. Knowing me, too, I really don't think I would have left Hawaii. I don't think it would have ever fucking happened. And her being that honest with me and hurting me, really, and it hurt. It hurt me. It hurt. Like, I didn't eat for 2 days after she broke up with me and said, you know, I don't feel that strongly about you. I don't feel about you in that way, the way you feel about me. Crying to me, right? I remember, like, man, I don't think I ever would have left Hawaii if she had not had the courage and the bravery to tell me the truth in that moment. And as much as it hurt me, and as much as it hurt her to hurt me, that's my homie for life, by the way, people. Like, Mr. Cant, like, I'm mentioning all this shit, I'm never gonna forget where the fuck I came from. Let me say that right now. I will never forget the fucking places that I came from. Because I started with nothing. I started with less than nothing. I started with zero. If you think that my life or anything that I do or all, any of the advice that I spit and I fucking talk about, if you're like, man, that's positive shit. I started negative as fuck coming out. I was sad. I was a depressed kid. Like, clinically, I was depressed as a child. A lot of shit happened to me, which I won't get into now. But people like him showing me that maybe there was some potential in me as a performer, that meant the world to me. Right? This girl being honest with me, that meant the fucking world to me. The friends that I had going through, that all meant the fucking world to me. And it's like, what is this stuff? Oh! These are a bunch of fucking letters from student government from a camp that I went to. Never forget the context, never. I'm always continuously humbled. Always continuously humbled by everything that I fucking do. Oh, man. Just old stuff. Billiard ball solution. Oh, this is a game I used to play with my family. It's called Osha. Did I win this? Oh, this was the first time I ever won a game of Osha. I remember how much that meant to me. Man, why did I leave an old GameStop fucking... Why did I leave an old GameStop? An old game... What the fuck? Do you think there's still money on this? Do you think I can still go claim that from GameStop? Ugh. Man, well, this was the perfect episode to go down memory lane here. Is there anything else? Anything else within these old files? What is this? Sassy Magazine. Why do I have this Sassy Magazine? Am I in this? It makes me think that I'm in this somewhere. Best 808, the... Why else would I fucking keep this? What is the point of this magazine? But there's no way. Why would I be in this magazine at all? Why would I be in this magazine? There's no reason for me to be in this magazine. Oh shit! There I'm in this magazine! Crazy. Making music with a message. Oh. Man, Brent Mukai, Pearl City High. Oh, shit. I used to sing. I used to go to places and sing. Look at me right there. I used to go. Look how stupid my hair looks. Anyways, I used to go to places and fucking sing with this lady. I used to take singing classes. And, I guess I got into a magazine because of that. She was featured in this magazine, so we'd go and we'd just sing at the malls and stuff. I don't know what the fuck this folder's full of. Or this folder. Got to meet Jackie Chan one time. He came down to Hawaii for Around the World in 80 Days. Remember that movie? Neither does anyone else. Holy shit. And this book called The Art of Walt Disney. Which, as I'm looking through this, I feel like this is fucking worth some money. Jesus, why did I keep this? It's not like this was my favorite book or anything. Like, if there was anything out of here that I would totally sell, it's this book. When was this book written? If this is an old-ass book, then I can probably... Jesus, 75? My God, I can probably sell this fucking book. Will I? I don't know, maybe. Aren't the Pawn Star guys in Vegas? Man, I just eBay that shit. But looking back, seriously, looking back, I had, like, Magic cards, Magic the Gathering cards. I had so much shit in my mom's house that if I was now aged, I would be able to go back and be like, oh, I'm taking all of this worthful, I did not know back then how to, like, look stuff up or, like, be like, oh, I don't know what this is worth. I didn't understand any of that. Now, if I went back, I'd probably be able to make, like, a grand or more off of my old fucking shit that I would just mail back up to myself and sell. Oh, why didn't I have that? I was too stupid. Would you rather restart the pod from episode one or lose sight in one eye? I'd never want to lose sight in one eye. That would fuck with me. I'd restart to episode one in a heartbeat, Thomas. Love the would you rather question, though. I appreciate that, man. Is there anything else within this box that was seriously, I don't, even if I found something in this box,
I do not think that it would top. All of the magic of what I just showed you all. Oh, man. All right. Well, I have all of these pictures of my old friends, so that all means fucking pretty much nothing. Nothing to you all. Yeah, none of this shit means anything to you. Oh shit. That's me and her at sophomore banquet. Look at what a dope I look like. Why did I have a fucking greaser? Why does it look like I'm about to perform a shitty version of the musical Grease? Anything else? This one has no pictures in it. But I went to A Winter to Remember in 2007. That's fine. And this one. Oh, that's my friend Sean that I showed you earlier. We went together to senior prom. And this was the first picture I ever took with friends. I was 13 in that. And that was the first time I ever hung out with friends at the mall. And back in those days, 2002, 2003, man, the shit was, you gotta take a picture with your friends. That's the fucking cool thing to do. Hey, guys, let's go take a picture to remember this moment. This was pre-cell phone era. Now we took pictures, but I remember this being a huge moment for me. This was like a humongous moment for me because it was like, before then, I didn't have friends. I didn't have friends that I would take pictures with. I didn't do any of the regular teenage or any of the regular stuff because I didn't understand how to be a human being and be like a friend. Okay, what a trip down memory lane. Well, everybody, you have oh my God. This just caught my eye and I didn't even realize this. But let's end this episode, right? All of you who are just listening, you have a reason to now watch this episode in particular if you want to see old pictures of me. But man, holy fuck. This is from student government camp. We'd go to this fun camp and this caught my eye. Name, Brent Mukai. Nickname, Viper. Hey You, Eagle Eye, Grant, and Bob. I was trying so hard to be funny. Age, 14. Favorite hobby, living on the edge. Favorite subject, science, dangerous science in parentheses. These are my goals and aspirations in life. To be funny. To be entertaining. Please list all of your skills and qualifications. Used bathroom in public twice. Oh, man. It's a little cringy, but I was 14. It's crazy to me to be like, that's what I wanted. Like when I was 14, when I was about 12, that's when I started switching it around for myself and trying to be like, what will actually get me friends? Being funny might. When I was 13, I really started watching and really started absorbing what's funny. Why does this make me laugh? And by 14, I was like, this is my identity. This is what I fucking want. I gagged at your favorite hobby. I'm sorry, that's so corny. Favorite hobby, living on the edge. Yeah, I know. I was just trying to make somebody laugh. I don't even know why I fucking wrote that. I don't know who I was trying to make laugh. Who was even watching that? Who was even reading this shit? Nobody. Besides nobody. But that's what I wanted so badly. I just wanted to be funny. I just wanted to be a type of person that could make people laugh. And 100 episodes later of this podcast, this has far exceeded all of my expectations in terms of everything that I've ever wanted out of this podcast. you all here with me live. This is fun. Shit, I've been going for so long. Plus, I'm doing a stream after this. So if you would like to join me on the Hey Scoops channel, I will be playing more Resident Evil 6 tonight. Keep an eye out for that. And, hey, everybody. I just... thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this journey, on this podcast. I can't believe it. I'm here. I can't wait to look back on this on my 1,000th episode, right? On 1,000 episodes 10 years from now and be like, whoa, holy shit, I can't believe all the dumb shit I was saying when I was 30. Now I'm 40 and I'm fucking... like, you guys are seriously the best. I'm just here talking and sharing my journey. I hope you get something out of it. I hope that you're enjoying this process with me. And thank you again, Nikki, and all of you for the very nice video, for all of it. And thank you, Nikki. Like, I know I thank you all the time. I know you tell me I don't need to thank you, but I'm so appreciative of you, and you're incredibly kind and incredibly sweet, and I can't believe you did that. Like, that was seriously, I just had no idea that was coming. I thought it was going to be a nice, you know, a nice note, and I was not expecting this fucking epic-ass picture and everything. Like, that is just... this is, I mean, you all are the reason why I do this, so thank you so much. I look forward to the next episode. I hope that this was a fun, long episode 100. Peace out, everybody. My name is Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Follow me across all social media at Brent Mukai, BRENTMUKAI. Let me know how you think of the podcast, what you think of the podcast, and also let me know what you don't like or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Anyways, love you all. Thanks again. Peace out. Oh, now I gotta clean up all this shit that I took out of this box. Worth it. Fucking worth it. Peace, everybody.